In both the Old Testament and New Testament, the word we use for election, in both the Hebrew and the Greek, there's a bunch of them, mean the elect, election, choose, or chosen. There's nothing mysterious about the name. It simply means to choose, whether it's divine or human choosing. So all we're talking about is divine choosing. God has the volition to be, he has the opportunity to choose. Okay? But let's, maybe we can, I'm hoping that this will be helpful in trying to deal with what is considered by many the most challenging theological concept in the Scripture, the whole area of predestination. We have the foreknowledge of God, we have election take place, and we have predestination. And there are Greek terms for that, but that's not important to our purpose, okay? Foreknowledge determines election. God can choose because he knows how everything comes out. There are certain things God cannot do. One of those is he can't learn. God can't learn. You can't surprise God by your conduct. However despicable you might turn out to be, he knew it before the whole thing started. The other things, he can't lie either, by the way. So he cannot violate his own nature. The foreknowledge of God determines election. Because he knows everything, that gives him a pretty cool way to choose. He can't play dice with you, because if so, he'd win. Right? Okay. Predestination simply brings to pass whatever was elected. His choice then gets matured, because that's what the word predestination means. Chosen, obviously, what he chooses is going to happen, all right? Election itself, in effect, looks back to foreknowledge. When we start talking about election, don't lose sight of the fact that God has foreknowledge. No problem so far, right? Okay? Predestination looks forward to destiny. It's that simple. God has foreknowledge from which he makes certain selections, and from those selections predestinates them the way he wants them to come out, and that, of course, is the way they're going to come out. This is a bridge, if you will, between eternity and our time domain. We're in the dimensionality of time. We know the great discovery of 20th century science is that time is a physical property. God is beyond that. He's outside the restrictions of physical things. So he has foreknowledge. He knows the end from the beginning. He's not limited by this constraint. And we're going to talk more about that when we get to chapter 3 in Ephesians. But so I hope this helps. Foreknowledge permits election, and that election allows predestination to a given destiny. The destiny that God foresaw, the destiny that God wants in the first place. God created you for a purpose, and that purpose is going to be accomplished. That's exciting. That's comforting.